guess I should turn the music off.
System ready.
All right, the girl's ready. The car's ready. The driver's ready. It's kind of like, I'm very excited today because it's kind of like we've been given another 2 days of summer. So we're going out to play because we really have no commitments. I don't think I do anyway. Boy, will people be disappointed when I don't show up. So we're gonna go for a drive. I have to go deep into the city. Oh, I don't like going into the city. But we have a good car to take with us. So we better make the best of it, right? Now, boys and girls, I've been driving this goofy car. Just close the sunroof too, just for you. Even though it's the most gorgeous day, I am locking myself in my soundproof booth and I'll tell you all about everything that's been happening. All right, so, been driving this goofy Carrera 4 all-wheel drive, and I'm starting to learn how it works. There's a few tricks, some things you need to know. Like, I'm learning how the front-wheel drive kicks in, and I'm learning that you need to just be up in the high power RPM ranges in order to get the car to pull itself around corners. So when you commit to a corner, you really got to commit to it. You got to get up into the higher revs. You have to keep the power on and keep it consistent. You can't decelerate or you can't wimp out in the corner. You got to have that power on and you got to keep feeding it in. Because that's, for some reason, that's when the front wheel drive really starts to kick in. And you got to be so smooth. You must be very smooth with this car. You can't be jerking it around. You can't be accelerating erratically or decelerating. You got to just be really smooth with it. I'm talking about in corners. Otherwise, you'll just upset the car. And then that goddamn Porsche stability management keeps kicking in. And that just kills everything. So, you got to remember to turn off that PSM. So, having a ball with this car. Still, I think it's too noisy. But, well, that's a discussion for a different day. So, we've had a bit of quite significantly sad news in my life. I've lost a very good uncle who passed away kind of suddenly, this just in the last 7 days. This uncle and aunt were very, very integral in my childhood years. We spent a lot of time with them. Like, we'd spend almost every weekend with them, with their kids and over at their house, which was out in the country. It still is out in the country. But just a really magnificent guy. Young fellow, in just about 67 years old, and such a go-getter, like Mr. Energy, super smart guy, businessman, had many business ventures. Like, he was a logger and helicopter pilot and just a real inspiration to me and my brothers. And they were a real touchstone for me and my family as we went through, you know, many difficult times in our life with my parents separating and divorces. And like, they were like a second home to us. And, you know, uncle was like, you'd think that that guy was never gonna die. Like, he was so youthful and strong and energetic and smart. So it was a kind of a real blow to the family. Well, not just my family, but you can imagine their own family too. So that's what we've been involved with. But there are some good things that come out of it. I was able to spend a lot of time this last weekend with my brothers, my two brothers and my dad. Mr. Anderson and I and Max the dog transported my dad 350 miles up north to where this funeral was taking place. We stayed as guests of my brother and his wife, and my third and oldest brother came as well. So we all spent a lot of time together, a lot of family time, and it was really invigorating. It was really excellent to spend so much time with my brothers. Got to drive the big spy car on a good highway trip. That was a lot of fun. Yet another excellent car. So glad I didn't have that hokey Maserati Quattroporte for this last trip. Certainly the BMW is ideally suited for this kind of trip, moving people and luggage long distances. So I had a great time driving that car. You know, these funerals, they just seem sort of artificial in many ways. Okay, we're gonna go to the funeral. It's 1 o'clock on Saturday. Now everybody start grieving. We're gonna have some speeches. The granddaughters are gonna be singing a song and yada yada yada. We're gonna do this, we're gonna do that, and we're gonna play the slideshow. Always with the bloody slideshow of my life. I don't know about these slideshows. I have to think this over. What are we doing here? 50 miles an hour, 2800 RPMs, just steady on power. And then grip, 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 grip. Good. This car's amazing. It's got so much grip. It's amazing the way the front end just pulls and pulls and pulls. So, the slideshow of my life with the country music and the, the classical music. Oh, it was so heartfelt. And oh, there's Uncle fishing off the boat. And I don't. Do we really need like 20 minutes of slideshow to remember this guy? I don't know. Sounds so callous. And like, so people get up there, they tell a sad story and everybody cries, and oh, you know, the children, my father was so great and he was really wonderful to my mother, and they're just telling all these stories. I mean, it's wonderful. I mean, obviously we need to display our love and respect for those who leave us in some way. But it's just going through the motions. I mean, I was sad for about 3 minutes, and I cried twice, I think, through this funeral. And oh, pardon me, a celebration of life, right? Not a funeral. I don't know, why don't we call it a funeral anymore? It's a celebration of life. The fucking guy's dead. It's the saddest thing in the world. For many people. Oh, let's celebrate. I don't get that. But I think it's artificial in many ways, because I don't think you actually grieve until much later. Like, even the wife, Auntie, I mean, the last week has just been a flurry of preparations and activities. And now, okay, we're going to go to the funeral. We're going to sing some hymns and cry a little bit and hear some stories. And then, oh, now let's have some coffee and cookies. And then we'll carry on with our life. And then everybody fucks off, and this poor woman is left by herself to pick up the pieces of her life with her now dead husband. And these people loved each other like no other. I've never seen a straight couple. Well, maybe I have, but you know, they were up high in the successful heterosexual monogamous relationship. These two were just so much in love and perfect for each other. And now this, my poor aunt, the most important thing in her life is taken away. And we're, thanks for the coffee, shake your hand, give you a hug. All right, good luck. See you at the next funeral. I just feel so, I feel like are we honoring these people properly? And this is like the thing, why do we have birthdays for ourselves when we should be celebrating our mothers who squeaked us out of their vaginas? I mean, I didn't do anything to make it into this world. Wow, there's an Audi R8 getting gas there. It just seems, it seems to be so lacking. And I just know that I'm not gonna grieve until, like, maybe in another 3 to 6 weeks, I'll have a thought about Uncle, and then I'll carry on with my life. Maybe I'm just heartless. That's probably the problem. So that's what's been going on in my life. So I don't know. I guess I'm just a little bit at a loss for, like, this grieving process. I'm not sure I understand it, or perhaps I just don't know how to participate in this process. It just seems so artificial. Seems so artificial. And now that I'm gone from that place, and you know, you do the polite chit chat with people, and oh yes, I remember you from 25 years ago. You're the kid who lived down the lane. Oh, there's Uncle this and cousin that, and Aunt Bertha, Marianne, Helen, and like all these people. So oh yes, well, what are you doing with your life? Oh, I drive around like a maniac and don't do anything of any value. And I like martinis. And they're going to forget about me now, and I've forgotten about everybody I've talked to and heard about. And now it's like 3 days later, and I'm trying to process. Did I achieve anything from this interaction? Was there any value in me going to participate in this celebration of life? I don't know what to make of life. And you know what's really sad is, like, this guy had another 40 years of really high activity and brilliance in him. So, like, that's the worst. He didn't sit around with, you know, complaining about his bunions and medical appointments and, oh, my left foot doesn't move. I can't step on the gas pedal. It was a very sudden death, like heart attack. Oh, let's get you to the hospital. Oh, we'll do this little operation. You seem fine. Go home. And then, you know, 48 hours later, he's dead. Poor guy. Now that's what I call a ripoff. But on the other hand, it's the best way to go, because just, it was over in less than 6 days. He had a heart attack, and 6 days later, he was gone. That's how I hope I go. Either that or a very violent and fiery crash. So, man. Maybe that's what I'm just not quite getting. Just the frustration of such a good man gone down. Oh, well. I think that's it for me. I better get some driving done here. Well, I don't know where I'm going with this, but I guess this is just a babble fest. We better play some music, and then I'll give you more of my thoughts on life, living, loving, and dying. I am the Faye Driver. In case you don't hear from me again, you can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com if you can hear it over the noise.
Shadows fill an empty heart as love is fading from all the things that we are not saying. Can we see beyond the scars and make it to the dawn? Change the colors of the sky and open up to the ways you made me feel alive. I loved you for all the things that never died to make it through the night. Love will find you. What about now? What about today? What if you're making me all that I was meant to be? What if I loved never went away? Breaking in your eyes to start a new day. This broken heart can still survive with the touch of your grace. The shadows fade into the light. I am by your side. Meant to be. What if I love and ever will?